COVID-19 vaccinations continue in the region. Ellis County Health Services Director Jason Kennedy shares with us the latest in Ellis County on this episode of the Post Podcast.
I guess the first update with the vaccine clinic is I got to give a giant shout out to the community who, as usual, pulled through in a pinch to make things happen. We showed up around 11 o'clock to our vaccine clinic on Wednesday and found it under 2 to 4 inches of water, depending on where you were standing in the building. And so we kind of put out an emergency shout out to the community, and we had a little bit of everybody up there cleaning up water. So we actually were still able, by 12:45, we actually were starting to allow people in and went ahead and gave all the administered all the doses that we had scheduled for the day. So, you know, once again, this community never ceases to amaze me with their ability to just kind of step up to the plate and make things happen. So, you know, and continuing with the vaccine, so we were able to get those out the door, which is a great thing. Vaccines, what a confusing mess for the public. You know, we empathize with them. We understand. We're right there with you on some of it, in that, you know, we have so many different avenues right now to receive the vaccine, maybe, or to sign up for the vaccine, and none of it seems to work together with the others. So right now, your two predominant means of receiving vaccine in this community is through Ellis County Health Department, through the Community Coalition out at the mall, or there is a sign-up sheet right now at Walmart pharmacies. Walmart is the only pharmacy in town that currently, that we're aware of, that has received a shipment of vaccine and is able to register and give to the general public. Now, they received their first allotment last week on like Thursday, Friday. They started giving shots, and then they were notified early this week from their professional legislating body, or their professional organization, that they were only to give vaccines to those over 65. So after they received the vaccine, then they received instructions. And so, like most of this pandemic, it seems that, you know, the information comes maybe too late or too little or whatever. So with us, we're still focusing on those priority groups of really anyone over 65, and especially those over 65 that work in critical infrastructure or work in, or live in congregate housing. As we continue to move, we have around 1,100 more people just on our list currently, that are in that over 65 age group that we are desperately wanting to vaccinate. And the reason for that focus on the over 65 age group is because they are statistically more likely to have a higher risk of mortality if they contract COVID-19. And your risk of mortality increases every year over 65. For my age group, 39 years old, 38 years old. I should probably have an exact answer for that one, but I don't. But in my age group, I actually am statistically more likely to die from just about anything else besides COVID right now. But when you get over 65, your risk of mortality increases exponentially. And so our focus, or our desire, is to drive down mortality through vaccination. And so that is why there's such a high focus on that group, age 65 and over. And that's exactly why the Professional Pharmacy Board came out and gave the same direction for those over 65. So, you know, we just encourage the public to be patient with us. We are trying to be as transparent with this. We are trying to provide as much information as we possibly can as we go through this. But it is a struggle as things continually change. As has been the trend with COVID, once you start seeing games, or start seeing some gains in your ball game, they just move the goalposts. So we understand that. We empathize with the community and the confusion and everything else. We encourage people to sign up anywhere that you can, any availability that you have for vaccine, get signed up on that list. If it's available to you, go and get it. Right now we are doing our best. We have received notification that we will receive 500 doses for next week, which is good, but it still puts us considerably short of what we need to vaccinate the entire public. So we're working through the priorities as fast as we can, and we understand and empathize with people that it really is confusing, and people desperately want to be vaccinated regardless of their age, and we understand that as well, and we are doing our best to get it out the door as fast as possible.
I'm sure that's true. Do you know how much at this time, how many Ellis County residents have received that vaccination, whether it be from you or from the other sources?
Sure. So I can tell you what we have done between Ellis County Health Department and First Care Clinic is right around 3,000 doses. Now, the hospital received an initial allotment that was for strictly their phase one employees. I don't have an exact number for you of how many doses were given through that hospital, and I don't know how many doses have been given through the private pharmacy partnership. So I don't know how many doses Walmart has given or how many doses that Walgreens has given. There's this information disconnect basically between the pharmacy partnership, the private side of this, and the public side of this. We don't have access to the private pharmacy data. We don't even know how many doses they're getting because that is coming through a federal setup. It's being shipped directly to them. They are reporting it on their own. Now, I will say at the local level, all the pharmacies have been great with working with this. You know, we can call and say, hey, how's it going? And so at the local level, as usual in this county, it's phenomenal. The partnerships are there. Everything's working. But it's really at the state and the federal level where there's just this true information disconnect on both sides. So us in First Care, we've given around 3,000. And then we'll do another 500. Like I said, we still have a significant number on our list to get to, but we still encourage everyone to sign up. Go to ellisco.net, get signed up on that vaccine registration form. If you can't access the internet, you can call the Hayes Public Library. You can call us at our office, and we'll make sure we get you signed up. You can sign up on Walmart's website as well. And so really anywhere that you can get signed up, do it.
Excellent. Jason, we've got a couple minutes left. I don't know, maybe if you want to just use this time to share people or share with people again a reminder of what they should be doing right now and what they shouldn't be doing.
Sure. It's winter in Kansas. So for starters, stay warm. And as we look at winter, winter pushes us inside. The more we're inside, the more we're in close proximity to others, the more risk we have of just spreading sickness, period. It doesn't matter if it's COVID, if it's flu, if it's cold, if it's, you know, whatever. The more of that close proximity you have, the more risk you have. So continue to look for ways to limit some of that interaction if possible, continue to maintain those good public health measures, and really just continue to advocate for people to get signed up, especially if you have loved ones that are over 65, you yourself are over 65. Get everybody signed up to receive the vaccine, and be sure that you're monitoring your phone. You will receive a text message or an email from First Care Clinic when your vaccine is available and when you're scheduled. And then we really just encourage patients. I know everyone values themselves, and I know everybody wants to advocate for themselves. And what we want the community to know is that we are advocating for all 30,000 community members. We are doing our best not to pick favorites. We are doing our best to be as fair and open with the process as possible. We understand there's frustration. We have frustration on our side as well. So bear with us. Be patient. We are working through that priority list as quickly as possible, and we are getting those vaccines out the door as quickly as possible.